And it's our monthly update from Lincoln County School District Number 2, Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. And we'll introduce a couple of guests that are here with him as well. But first, Superintendent, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing well. Thanks.
Appreciate you coming in, of course, on a monthly basis and updating us what's happening in the schools. And today, a conversation about some partnerships with Simplot Smoky Canyon Mine and what's happening with Simplot with their safety messages and campaigns going into the schools. Tell us about what's happening here with this partnership.
So, Duke, we're really excited. We were approached by Simplot a couple of months ago, and they rolled out an idea for us to consider, and that was to team up with them and team up with our community and offer a rural safety day. And we're really excited. We're going to have our first annual October 11th, and we're inviting all fifth graders from our school district. So Cokeville, Osmond Elementary, Etten Elementary, fifth graders will all be participating in this Rural Safety Day.
Very good. Well, you have with you today from Simplot, you have Dan Darlington, who is the mine manager, and Chad Gentry, who is the director of mining. Dan, Chad, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
Well, appreciate you coming in. And Dan, let's start with you. And I think we had you in recently as well, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah, a little bit ago.
Yeah, a little bit ago to kind of talk about the safety campaign. People may have heard the messages over the course of the summer, seen some of the other promotion and whatnot. And it sounds like this is just kind of the next step in this process, yeah?
Yeah. We feel like, you know, we're making some good headway up at the mine on safety. And the more people can hear about it, the more they hear about it from their kids. My kids remind me to put safety glasses on now when I'm out with the weed eater. So that's showing me that we're starting to have an effect. just trying to bring safety. You don't just put a safety hat on when you walk through the door at work.
Yeah.
You wear it all the time. So that's what we're trying to do, and we're happy to bring this program. This is a program. Rick Phillips, unfortunately, wasn't here. He's our public relations specialist, but he's been working on this for 10, 12 years in Southeast Idaho and Southern Idaho, just bringing rural safety topics to kids, to get them to start thinking about the hazards that are involved in even just a simple float down the canal. So we're going to introduce them to some topics and hopefully get them thinking about things a little bit different and bringing that home to mom and dad.
So Dan, tell us, you mentioned kind of generically some of the things you'll be discussing, but tell us what's going to happen that day for this Kids Farm Safety Events. What are you guys actually doing with these fifth graders?
We're going to rotate them through stations so we keep it fresh and moving. They're gonna see various topics. We'll have a lot of local partners. We've had a really good reception from all of the local businesses that want to get involved. We've got a number of them. They'll teach ATV safety. We're getting a bicycle helmet for every kid. We're going to teach some bicycle safety, gun and knife safety ahead of hunting season here or in the middle of hunting season. That's always an important one for young ones. Canal safety, how those low head dams can really be have an effect on things. Really, we're trying to get the experts in the community to help us teach, and probably some of the biggest ones are animal safety around horses and stock, and the tractor safety. A lot of folks get hurt with tractors and animals, and we've got a lot of new people in Star Valley that aren't used to an agricultural lifestyle. So when they're visiting their friends on a farm, we want them to make sure that they're safe too.
Also joining us in studio is the director of mining with Simplot. That's Chad Gentry. Chad, this sounds like a great program. Why is it so important for Simplot to bring these safety messages off the mine, off the mountain, if you will, and into the classrooms and into the community? Why is this such a focus for you guys?
You know, for me, it's and for the company, if we start young with these kids, right, and really teaching them that safety message and learning how to be safe before they enter the industry, it's a benefit for the industry as well as, you know, keeping the family safe. So for me, it's in the company, and for Dan and his team, it's really about driving that into our youth. You know, you look at living in a rural area, you know, we're a little bit more receptive to the different hazards that we got out there, right? You look at our lifestyle we live here. We work on farms. We work around livestock. And then just from a recreation standpoint, you look at all the different things we do, from snow machining to hunting. There's a lot of things out there that, you know, can pose those hazards. And if we start ingraining it in these kids when they're young, you know, it's a benefit to the families as well as the industry down the road.
So do you anticipate this type of program becoming some sort of annual thing within the schools? Is that the hope?
That would be definitely the hope, and just continue this throughout the years. Yep.
In studio this morning with, again, mine manager Dan Darlington and director of mining Chad Gentry with Simplot, and also Superintendent Matt Erickson with School District Number 2. Superintendent Erickson, as an educator, I've obviously, this is great for you guys to have someone else come in and bring in the experts with them to help teach your students these important messages, right?
Absolutely. We're very appreciative of Simplot and their generous offer to help us with rural safety. If you look at the statistics, Duke, the top causes of injuries and fatalities, especially with youth, are machinery, motor vehicles, drowning, animals, has been mentioned, and then falls. So we're really excited about this opportunity to start with our fifth graders, and we think that it'll spread from our fifth graders, and they'll get their siblings excited about this program, and we'll just be a safer community as a result of it. So once again, we appreciate the community involvement that's going to take place with this, as well as Simplot.
Dan, Chad, anything else about this program that you guys feel is worth mentioning while you're here?
Just want to say what a pleasure it is to work with the school district and how welcoming they've been for this program. We're thankful to be a part of this Star Valley and love where we live, love where we work, and really enjoy the partners that we have. So thank you very much.
Superintendent, anything else you'd like to conclude with here?
Likewise, I'd just say amen to what's been said. So it's going to be a great opportunity with our fifth graders, and we look forward to many years of this partnership. So then on another note, I'd just like to express appreciation to Mr. Horsley and Mr. Erickson and Mr. Hoganson for the great homecoming week last week at Star Valley High School, and Tim Tigert as Cokeville's athletic director, and Kenneth Dietz as the new principal. It's homecoming week this week in Cokeville, and we've got some fantastic events planned for Friday, and a lot of good things happening.
Amen to that. Again, that is Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning in studio from Lincoln County School District Number 2, joined with from Simplot, mine manager Dan Darlington and director of mining Chad Gentry. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.